No surprise, the new Star Wars is already posting record numbers. Today's U.S. box office alone is pointing to a more than $100 million gross. There was a time when NPR hoped the Galactic Fable would send its audience numbers to new heights. Really. Back in 1981, NPR aired the first of three radio dramas based on George Lucas's original film trilogy. Derek John of member station WBEZ takes us back.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution. When rebels,
radio rebels, united to challenge a tyrannical empire ruled by commercial broadcasters.
But most of the citizens of that vast empire of a million star systems took little notice of this tremendous conflict.
And that was a problem. NPR figured maybe it could get citizens' attention by reviving radio drama, which had been out of fashion for some 30 years. So the network called Richard Toscan, head of the theater program at the University of Southern California. He remembers asking a colleague for advice.
And so there's this long pause, and he says, create a scandal.
Toscan was at a loss when he mentioned the problem to a student.
And he said, oh, why don't you do Star Wars? There was the scandal.
Because Star Wars was a commercial juggernaut.
Folks working at NPR thought, oh, good grief, we're selling out to Hollywood.
But if this was selling out, it sure came cheap. George Lucas had graduated from USC and was a fan of the campus NPR station. After a little prodding, he gave away the radio rights to Star Wars for $1, a public radio budget if there ever was one. The producers brought in a little-known theater director named John Madden, who had worked with the BBC.
The idea of doing this seemed a complete hoot, but I was so up for it.
And so were some of the movie's stars. Anthony Daniels returned as the uptight protocol droid C-3PO, and Mark Hamill voiced Luke Skywalker.
Wait a minute. There's something showing on the scanner dead ahead. Could be him. Hit it, 3PO. He should be right in front of us
Look,
somewhere.
Look, there he is. R2-D3.
Mark Hamill, who'd never done any radio work, proved to be an absolute natural.
But turning a film known for its spectacular visuals into non-commercial radio was not. The producers had to create 13 half-hour episodes from a movie with only about 30 minutes of dialogue. They enlisted the late sci-fi novelist Brian Daley to write more backstory and exposition. So, for instance, we get an extended scene aboard the Death Star that was never in the movie.
Listen to my voice. You are now in great pain. Excruciating pain.
Oh, please.
Pain.
Darth Vader, played by Brock Peters, interrogates Princess Leia, voiced by Anne Sachs.
I actually kind of get shivers thinking back on it. It was really scary.
Your skin is afire.
Oh,
you're
no.
burning.
Oh, no.
Your nerve endings are in flames.
Oh.
Your flesh is being torn apart.
Oh, I'll never forget. After it was finished, he came out into the green room and he gave me a big hug. And I kind of clammed up and he said, oh, you poor dear. I am so sorry.
Sachs says part of what makes that scene work is the mix by engineer Tom Vagley. Now, it didn't hurt that Vagley had access to John Williams' music and Ben Burtt's sound effects from the film, but it could still take him an entire day to put together just a minute of audio.
Like just choreographing Darth Vader's breathing so that he wasn't breathing in the wrong places. And now you could take those breaths and move them on a computer screen and do it pretty easily.
Vagley was mixing with reel-to-reel tape machines and editing with razor blades.
It was analog with a vengeance.
Again, USC's Richard Toscan, who was executive producer of the radio drama that finally debuted in 1981.
We were all walking way out on a plank, I think, keeping our fingers crossed.
It was an overwhelming success. The sleepy little network received 50,000 letters and phone calls in a single week, and there was a 40% jump in audience. For John Madden, the experience eventually led him to direct his own movies, including the Oscar-winning Shakespeare in Love.
Because we were making movies. We were making movies with the lights turned out. You know, movies to watch with your eyes closed.
If we can pull this one off, we got it made. Here it goes! Hey, we made it!
Yeah, we made it. For NPR News, I'm Derek John.